We're about six lines down. It says Darsh or Nachum Baruch Chista. We're Nachum Baruch Chista. Darsh is the following. Midrash of a Yitzar Hashem looking at Adam Bishnei Yud. And why does it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with two Yuds in the word Vayitzar? Because Shnei Yitzar and Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built, he created two Yitzars. Echad Yitzar V'Echad Yitzar Hara. The Yitzar Tov and the Yitzar Hara. Maskel of Nachum Baruch Yitzchak. Alam Ata Behemet Alupsi Vayitzar. It lays the Yitzar. But an animal, it doesn't say Vayitzar with two Yuds. Does he not have a Yitzar Hara? V'Kachazim Maskel V'Nashko Balto. But we see that animals bite and damage and they kick. So we see they have something. Look at Roshim Mepazi, Roshim Mepazi, Olam Yitzar, Olam Yotri. The reason why there's two Yuds is woe to me from my Yitzar, from my Creator, and woe to me from my Yitzar. Right, from the Yitzhar Hara. In other words, again, if I go off my Yitzhar Hara, then obviously it's bad for me. And if not, then who knows what's going to be from my Creator. Inami, could Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. So if I give him to my Yitzhar Hara, I have my Yotzer. If I don't give him to my Yitzhar Hara, my Yitzhar is going to hurt me. Inami, could Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Dupar Tum Barak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created with two parts of two different faces. Shomar Achav Akadim Sartoni, he formed me with Achav Akadim. That's why it says two Yuds, because there were two different parts to Adam Rishon. Two dots. But even Hashem looking at the tzela, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu built up the tzela, the rib bone. Rav Shmuel, Chanam Repartzva, Chanam Ritzanov, one says it was in the other face that Chava was. The other one says it's a tail. So even though it's tzela, it seems to be a rib bone or a side bone, whatever it is, right? It really means parts of Ritzanov of the tail. Bishal, Elamadim Repartzva, Chanam Ritzanov, Yachar Ganim Ritzartoni. If you're going to say it's another face, that's what it means. He created me front and back. Elamadim Ritzanov, Yachar Ganim Ritzartoni. But if you're going to say it's a tail, then why was it Yachar Ganim Ritzartoni? Get Rav Yami, don't Rav Yami. Ochel Ma'aser Bereishis Kon LaPeronos. He was last for Ma'aser Bereishis, but he was created first when it came to the punishment. I understand he's last for Ma'aser Bereishis because he was created right on Erev Shabbos after all the animals. If he's first for punishment, what kind of punishment? We're going to say the Poronos because of what the Nachash did with Adam. When it comes to great things, you start with the Gadol. When it comes to curses, you start from the Katan. Moshe spoke to Aaron and then Elazar and then Itamar, his children that remained, and he said what they had to do in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So you start with the gadol. Biklala maskel l'merakatum. When it comes to klala, you start from the youngest. Bitchil niskalach nachosh. Obisof niskalach chava. So niskalach adam. First nachosh was cursed, and then chava was cursed, and then adam was cursed. So what does Puranas mean over here? So we say la Puranas the mabul. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Puranas of the mabul. This is v'yimaskol l'kum asher opnei adam. Ami adam v'abehema. Hashem erased everything that stood upon the earth from adam to behema. Bereisha adam hada behema. So first the people were killed, and then after behema. So that's what it really means by ochar v'kedem tzartani. Bishal amadim parts of hanurutiv ayitzar v'shnei yud. And I understand if to another part, so that's why Vayitzar v'Shnei Yudin, because there were two people created, Adam and Chava, Olam Adam was on of my Vayitzar. But if you say it's a tail, then what's Vayitzar? So we say, Kedoshim Bapazin, Roshim Bapazin, Olam Yotri, Olam Yitzri. You say, woe for my Creator, woe for my Yitzar Hara. If I give in to my Yitzar Hara, then I have my Creator. If I don't give in to my Yitzar Hara, my Yitzar Hara is going to bother me. Bishom Adam are parts of 100, Zachem, I'm going to give a Baram. It says that he created the male and female, so Olam Adam was on of, but if it's a tail, my Zachem, I'm going to give a Baram, then what does it mean? He created them female and male. Karivo, Adam Revo, Rami, Revivo has Steer Xiv, Zachem, I'm going to give a Ram, he created the male and female, Xiv, Kiba Samuel came out. So Adam made him, but Selim came with an image of God. Okay, so how is that possible? It's Chilul Machshor LeBaros Beis. Originally, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a Zachor and a Keva to create two. LeVesolten Varela Achar. In the end, he only created one. And it was just a Zachar, and therefore the Zanav could be something else. Bishon Lamadim Raparzu, you're going to say it's another face, that's what it means. He closed off the flesh underneath it. And Lamadim Razanav, but if it's a tail, my Vesko Rasvatana, what kind of flesh did he close underneath it? We're talking about the place where the cut was, right? In that area of the cut itself, that's where he went down and did some Bishon Lamadim Razanav, Hanadilti Vayivan. If you're going to say it's a Zanav, it's going to be it's a tail, that's Vayivan, that's what it means he built it up. Lamadim Raparzu, my Vayivan, if you're going to say it's a Partuf, right? If it's a face, what's building up? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built up the Tzelem and Amshah Kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chava V'yil Adam Rishon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava and brought him over to Adam Rishon Shekhem Bekracha Yom Koron L'Kalusi Benisa, because in the islands of the sea they call a braid a Benyasa, and that's the Vayivan Hashem Zedal that he built it up. He braided it. Rachav Yivin Amar Rav Chista Avram L'Masi Zedana. Others say Rav Chista says, some say it's in a Braisa L'Lam Shabana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibinin Otsar HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava like a binyan of a storage house. Ma'ot Shizek Kozum Ma'am Verachum Ma'ot, just like a storage house is narrow on top and wide on the bottom, kid the Kabbalah's affairs in order to accept the fruit that you're putting inside. Rav Isha Kozum Ma'am Verachum Ma'ot, so too a woman's body is narrower on top and wider toward the hips, kidil kapuzavad, in order to have the child. Okay, so that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the woman, and that's based on this idea of Ayivan. Vayivel Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Adam to brought Chava to Adam. Amri Yivin Elazar Mamashin Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shishman Lala Rishon. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the best man at Adam Rishon's wedding. Mikan Lom D'Tor D'Archeret. That's D'Archeret. She Yachzor Gadol Mikatan B'Shishpinos. So Ayir Elo. A Gadol should try to help out a Katan when it comes to Shishpinos and be around for the wedding, and it shouldn't be something that's considered beneath your dignity. Lama Adam Reparts of Haimei Neos Agivereisha. Okay, if it was another face, which one walked first? Was it Adam or Chava? It makes sense that the man walked first. A person should not walk behind a woman on the road, even by his wife. If you meet her on a bridge, he's kind of stud and then go to the side. Call over and anybody walks behind a woman when it comes to a river, in he's going to be staring at her. He has no chelik in olam haba. You shouldn't do that on purpose. So therefore, it must be that the man walked first. If a person purposely gives money to a woman from his hand to her in order to stare at her, even he has in his hands, he won't be cleansed from the din of Gehenna. He will not be cleansed of evil. He won't be cleansed from the din of Manoach was an Amma'aretz, because he walked behind his wife. You shouldn't walk behind your wife. You're not supposed to do that. So therefore, he must have been Amma'aretz. Look at Elkanah. Elkanah walked behind his wife, right? So he walked behind his wife. Well, isn't that an Am Haaretz? Elisha walked behind her, behind the East Shunamis. It sounds like that. So rather, Elisha and Elkanah walked after her words, after her aids. Maybe the same thing with Manoach. How do you know he's an Am Haaretz? Okay, but according to what Rav Nachman says, Manoach was an Am Haaretz. I feel that Rav Nami Lokara, you didn't even go to yeshiva. Rivka and her Naros, they rode on the camels and they went after the man, but they didn't go in front of the man, so you wouldn't have to stare at her. You should have read in the Pesukim. It's better to be after a lion rather than behind a woman. I'd rather be behind a woman, right, than behind a non-Jew that worships a Vodah. After somebody worships a Vodah, rather than walk by a shul and tell them the Seber is davening, because they'll think that I'm not davening. That's only if you're not carrying anything. Dari Midi lives above. If you are carrying something, don't worry about it. That's only if there's no other door to the shul. But there's another door, listen, brother, don't worry about it. That's only if you're not riding a donkey. You're riding a donkey, don't worry about it. And that's also if you're not wearing tefillin. But if you're wearing tefillin, listen, brother, don't worry about it. So, two dots. Amarab, Yeta Haradom Luzvov. Yitzhar is like a fly. Yoshe ben Shem Yitzhar, he sits in between the two different parts of the heart. Shem Zuvi Mavis, Yavish, the flies of death. They make things smell, Yavish and Rokeach, and they bring forth a good smelling oil. Right, so that's what it's supposed to be. He's like a fly sitting in between the two parts of the heart. Shmuel Amar Kamin Chita Hudam. No, he's like a kernel of wheat. Shemel Pesachatas Rovitz. By the door, the sin lies in wait, but there also could be the chatas, the chita, so to speak. Tell Rabbanu Shtei Kloy Zeshbal Adam. There are two kidneys in a person. One advises you for good things. One advises you for bad things. We don't know exactly how this works. Mistab to Tovli Amino Rolo Small. It makes sense that the good one is on the right, bad one is on the left. Zeziv Le Chachal Amino Leksil Lismolo. That the heart of the Chacham is on his right side, and the heart of the fool is on his left side. The kidneys help you advise you. Maybe the heart helps you understand things. Your tongue helps you say things that you want to say. Peg gomer, but the mouth finishes it off. The esophagus brings in and takes out all different types of food. Kana moti kol. The trachea is where your voice comes from. Turn the page on samachal of base. Reya shuvs komini mashkin. The lungs are able to take in all different types of liquid and be able to use it for the right way. Kaviyat kois. Your liver is what gets you angry. The gallbladder throws in a little bit of something and is able to calm it down. The spleen grinds everything up. Kirkavon teichen, but there's something else that grinds up. There's something, the kirkavon, which is a part of the stomach. Keva yeshana, the keva part of the stomach, that's what makes you go to sleep, right? If I remember correctly, the kirkavon is only by a bird, but it's not by anything else. So it's by us, it's to hold the spleen. By the birds, it's the kirkavon. The keva yeshana, the keva, which is by us, this type of, I don't know, part of the stomach, I guess, helps you go to sleep. Af neir, and your nose makes you wake up. Neir ayasham, yashan neir, nimbaholuchlo, right? If you use one of the other, right, if something like it uses the wrong way, right, if Shina comes from the nose and the Keva ends up waking you up, Miad Mace unfortunately goes the wrong way. You're gonna go in the wrong way. Tana im shneim yishenim shneim in urim. If both of them are asleep or both of them are awake, Miad Mace. So you gotta have one against the other. I guess the Af and the Keva have to work together in the right way. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Lever Tzadikim Yatzero Shoftan. There are Tzadikim whose Yetzer Tov rules over them. Shemar Libichal Bar Kivi said, David Melch, my heart is empty within me, right? So I don't have that Yetzer Hara. Rishayim Yetzer Tahara Shoftan, but Rashaim, the Yitz Tahara rules over the Neshama Ne'um Pesha L'Rasha, says the sins to the Rasha, Bekarvli Bi Ein Pachat Elokim, you don't have to worry about God in the negative in front of his eyes. Benim Zav Zav Shoftan, by Benim, both of them judge on Shemar, Yamad Limin Avyon, you stand to the right side of the poor person, Lo Shia Mishoftan Hashem, to save him from the judgments of his soul. Amar Rava Kigon and Benim, says Rava, we're like the Benim, we're these guys that are neither, we don't have the Yitz Tahara and we don't have the Yitz Tov ruling over, we're just in the middle. Wait a second. Rabbah, if you're this guy who's abandoned you, then you haven't left light for anybody else in the world. Who else is going to be? Nobody is greater than you. The world was created for only Rishayim Gemurim or Tzadikim. A person knows about himself whether he's a Tzadik Gemur or not. That's what Rava says. Most of Tanya is based on these couple lines of Rav and Abayi right over here. Amarav, Imri, right? The whole world was only created for a person like Achav ben Omri. Achav was the evil king who doesn't have a chelik in Malhava, but Rechini Medosa, right? And also for Rechini Medosa, Achav ben Omri, Olam Haza. Olam Haza was created for a person like Achav. Rechini Medosa, Olam Haba. Rechini Medosa, God, Olam Haba. Talk about Rechini Medosa and Tinus in a few places. We also mentioned him before. He's the one that the snake bit him and the snake died. V'aftas Hashem al-Kecha. Tiny we learn a press where below some number. If it says with all your soul, why does it say with all your money? If it says all your money, why does it say with all your soul? If you find a person whose body is more beloved to him than his money, that's why it says with all your soul. But if you find a person who loves money more than he likes his own body, that's why it says says with all your soul, even if God takes away your soul, you should still love a Kadosh Baruch Hu for that. One time the Roman kingdom had decided that nobody among the Jews is able to learn Torah. Papa found Rabbi Kiva that he was gathering people together and learning Torah. I'm like, Kiva, are you not afraid of the Roman kingdom? Let me give you a mashal. You know what this is like? To a fox that was walking on the side of the river, and he saw fish that were gathering from place to place. What are you running away from? Lo, they said to the fox, we're afraid of nets. The people are going to throw upon us. So the fox said to them, do you want to come back onto dry land? Maybe we can live together the same way our fathers used to live together. I don't know what that means. Fox fathers together with the fish fathers somehow live together. Are you the one that they say is the smartest among all the wild animals? You're not smart. You're dumb. If we're afraid in the place where we can live in the water itself, in a place where we can't even breathe, how much more so we'll be afraid? Said Rabbi Kiva, so to us now. We're sitting and we're learning Torah, which is your life and the length of your days. And look what happens to us. If we go and revatal from it, how much more so we're going to be afraid? The ones in rain days until they grabbed, they captured Rabbi Kiva, they threw him into jail. And they also captured Papas Ben Yehuda and they put him by him. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, Papas, who brought you here? Praiseworthy you, Rabbi Kiva. You were captured on Divrei Torah. Woe to Papa said he was captured for Divrei Torah. When they brought Rabbi Kiva out to be killed, he was the time of Kriyashma. They were coning his flesh with combs of iron. He was accepting upon himself the old Machlush Mayim, the yoke of heaven. And will tell me to Rabbeinu Adkan, Rabbi, even now you're going to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven by saying Shema Lam Kol Yomayim is Naro Pasuk Zeh B'chol Nafshecha. All of my life I was mitzdar, I was pained about this pasuk to give up all yourself. Even if he takes away your soul, when does that come into my hand so I can be mekayim? Now that I have the possibility of giving up my soul for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't be mekayim. He was marech in the word echad until his neshama left him at the word echad. Rabbi Kiva, Pascal came under said, happy are you, Rabbi Kiva? Your neshama left you at the word echad. The malachim, when they saw this, they said in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is Torah and this is the reward he gets. They should die by your hand, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not by the hands of the Romans. Their chelik is in the world to come. Happy are you, Rabbi Kiva. Your chelik is mezuman. You are set to be in chaylam haba. Two dots. A person should not have lightheadedness. Opposite shara mitzvah in the base of mikdash. That's exactly where the kodesh kodashim is. That's only if you're doing it from the tayelet, from the tzofim, right? And inside, and when you can see the actual base of mikdash. It was also said in Rabbi Kiva Rabba. Yochanan says, "Lomar leminit tzofim lifnim baroa." That's only from tzofim and inside. When you say b'shein gather, when there's no fence, it's not shashchina shorim. When the shchina is shayra, otherwise you can act with lightheadedness, although it's not preferred. Tanur Rabbanan nifna biyudu lifnim mezogamara velatzofim adar. If you go to the bathroom in Yehudi, you should not go to the bathroom going to the east or the west, rather from north to south. But Galil lifnim mezogamara. But in the Galil, you should only go to the bathroom mezogamara. That's because Yehuda was really from west to east, and it wasn't very north or very south. Therefore, going to the bathroom toward the west or the east, you most likely were facing the base of Mikdash. However, in the Galil, it was up north, so therefore you shouldn't go north-south, you should go Mizrach Marav. Rabbi Yossi said, it doesn't matter. The only time that it's Asr is when you can see it, and when there's no other gather, there's no fence, or there's a Shechina Shaira, and that obviously doesn't apply. The Chamim said, not a good idea. But that's the same thing as the Tanakama. You can out Tzadin. What can you do? Can you do Tzadin, or can you not do Tzadin? Right? So Yehud and Galil, they're not Mamish, Kenegadu Shalayim, so the Tanakama would say Tzadin would be Yasser, right? Because he says it's got to be specifically whatever. But according to the Rabbanon, it seems like you go in any which way, even Stadim should be okay. Okay. Tani, we have a Braisa. Okay, so if you go to the bathroom in Yehuda, you shouldn't go to the bathroom east-west, you should go north-south. But Galil, Tafim Adarim, also Mizrach Marav Motor. In the Galil, north-south is going to be Yasser, but east-west is going to be Motor. Rebbe Yosef Matzah, Rebbe Yosef Matzah, Rebbe Yosef Matzah, Rebbe Yosef Matzah, it's only if you could see it. Rebbe Yudom, Rebbe Zanshman, Tishakayim Asser. If the basement is around, then it's also Rebbe Zanshman, Tishakayim Motor. Right? Seems like similar to Rebbe Yosef over there, but Rabbi Yossi adds on that you have to actually see it. Rabbi Kiva says it's absolutely usher in all places, right? Even in Chutzlaritz, technically, as long as there's no walls. You need a wall there. Rabbi Kiva, Tanakami, you can now Chutzlaritz. Well, Chutzlaritz might be a little bit different. He might usher it even in Chutzlaritz, right? Well, the Tanakama says it's mutter in Chutzlaritz no matter where you are. You can go to the bathroom east west in a place like America. Rabbi used to make his area, right? He put the Shadin Lelivni, he put the bricks east-west in order to go to the bathroom that way. Also, Rabbi, Shonot Tafim Adarim, mid and north-south. Oh, Rabba Tartzinu, Rabba came, turn the background, Raman, hide the Mekatarli. Who's the person that's doing that? Not Rabbi Akiva's fear. Like, hold up, Rabbi Akiva. The Amrakol Makam also, in any place it's going to be also, even in Bavel, right, you can't go east-west, and therefore I had to make sure that it's going to be that way, or north, right. Okay, so he put it east-west because they felt that Bavel was in the north, even though actually Bavel is more toward the east. Abaye put it north-south because it doesn't make a difference. And he said, oh, look, Rabbi Akiva, so even in Bechol Makom, it's going to be also. You can't face the Har Abaye, so therefore he would make sure to only go east-west and not north-south when facing over there. Okay, we're up to the two dots on the top of Samach Beis Med Aleph.